everybody
else. Thank you, Mason from Seattle Silence of the Fallen, for that great intro. I am your biggest fan. Hello, everyone else, and welcome to the Alaskan Express, blowing in from the last frontier way up north. We're coming to you live from the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom in Anchorage, Alaska, and the Fairy Glen in the heart of Spinard. It's rainy night here in the Great Land. What better time to connect with the energies and entities from across the veil than on a dark and stormy night? Okay, scratch dark, scratch stormy. We're almost at full sunlight because it's very near the solstice. For those of you who don't know about Alaska, we make up for darkness with extreme summer sunlight. Folks up here are known to be out doing yard work and fishing in the wee a.m. hours of the night, as they don't realize how late it is. My name is Julie Meir, and I'll be your hostess for the next hour of metaphysical fun and frivolity with my very special guest, the Fairy Guide Mother. Say hello, Fairy Guide Mother.
Hello, Julie, and hello, everyone.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Great. We're here to share in the heart-healing readings from the fairies and from across the veil. I am a serious psychic medium with a serious sense of humor, whose intention is to help people realize that even though our bodies pass away, our consciousness stays forever intact. That consciousness is able to communicate from across the veil. The Fairy Guide Mother is a card reader extraordinaire. She's in tune with the fairies and very accurate. She's an intuitive in her own right. Tonight, you can have a short read from either of us. Let's take a moment to give out the phone numbers for tonight. And please remember that due to the issues of constant busy signals last week, BBS has agreed to open more phone lines for us tonight. If you can't write them down, look on Station 1 and on Station 2 of the homepage of the site you're listening from. For those of you with a pen handy or a dialing finger poised, here are those numbers. In Canada, you can call us at 1-888-815-9756. In Canada or the United States, you can call us at 1-888-228-4494. In the U.S., you can call us at 877-876-5227. And anywhere else on the big blue ball, that would be worldwide, you can call us at 1-877-489-6350. We need to set a few boundaries for our readings tonight. Please don't ask for medical diagnosis or financial advice, as if we knew that, we would be healthier and in the Bahamas, right, Fairy Guide Mother?
That's very true.
Please don't ask for information about people who have not given us their permission to be read. If you would like a private reading with either myself or the amazing Fairy Guide Mother, please click on the name of the show and follow the information trail to my page. We would love to hear from you, and we live to read for you. With that, let's say a short prayer to claim our space and get this show on the road. We already have some callers, so I will hurry. You ready, Fairy Guide Mother?
I'm ready.
Okay, then. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time, and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us with a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in life. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels from across the veil who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family members who have crossed to the other side, you're welcome to come through at this time. We now close the gate to those who carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our homes, our hearts, this reading, here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually and collectively. And with that claiming of our space, we will now begin the show. We have a caller.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you like to speak to the Fairy Guide Mother or the Psychic Medium?
Either one.
Okay, let's go with the Fairy Guide Mother for you.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Hi. What was your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary, hi. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering what my immediate future looks like, and I ask this because I'm getting ready to step off the spiritual path because I feel like I'm waiting on the platform for a train that isn't even on the track.
Oh, okay. Well, let me pull a few cards here.
I'm using
the Fairies Oracle deck. Okay, let me see. Aha. Uh-huh. Are you still with me? Mary?
Yes.
Okay. I have three cards for you. They're telling me that you're feeling that your dreams and your hopes and dreams are not being fulfilled. Feels like they never will.
Yes.
And I have some advice about that for you, looking at my cards here. One thing is to pay attention to grounding and spiritual cleansing. I see that you need some, you know, a good spiritual cleansing. I'm going to suggest to you that you use a salt water bath or some Florida water or smudging. And be sure that you're grounding every day. And the next thing I'm seeing here is there's something that you wanted to do when you were younger, a child perhaps. It's a card that's about bringing back our old hopes and dreams,
mm-hmm.
the things that, you know, might have been dear to us in childhood. I'm seeing that appearing here, so it does appear that it's time for you to add at least a new dimension to your spiritual practice. I could take a couple more cards here. I'll do two more cards on this the subject of your... Okay. Yeah, what I'm getting again is to please do some spiritual cleansing and give yourself some loving attention. I feel that what I'm seeing here is definitely that you need to pay attention to that. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, but... I'm wondering, am I on the right path?
Okay, let me ask. Okay. You're not exactly walking the path you need to be, but you don't have to worry about making a change. It's about to come upon you. I have a card that's like similar to the tower in the tarot deck, that it means a complete and total change. And followed by that, I have an angel card. In this deck, it's one of the highest cards. It's the number two card.
Okay.
And it's called ecstasis, and it's about extreme happiness and bliss in a spiritual sense. So you're about to have a change. You won't even have to worry about that. It's just going to happen.
This is rolling out, isn't it?
Okay.
Hey, Mary, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is your father cross?
Pardon me?
Is your father cross? Has your father passed away?
No, he isn't.
Okay, do you have a stepfather that's passed away?
I have a father-in-law who has crossed.
Okay, he's walking with you.
Oh.
Okay, so you're not alone. You're okay.
Okay.
You are in good hands.
You're in good hands. Thank you, Mary.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
So, what is a fairy godmother,
Well, there's lots of us on the planet right
now. I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, there's... They're usually an older woman.
Uh-huh.
A motherly kind of person.
You don't sound like an older woman to me.
I am.
Are you really?
I have silver hair. Yeah, I qualify. I'm old enough to be a grandmother. I'm not one, but
yeah,
I could be. And the fairy godmothers usually, always can see spirits. And in my case, I've worked with fairies for a long, long time. But
uh-huh.
One of the things that really sets apart the fairy godmother is that she knows how to set the boundaries and sift through the spirits that are approaching, and, you know, bad guys out, good guys in. That's how I'm a spiritual tough guy.
Okay, tough guy. We have another call. You ready to take it?
I am.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm glad to be talking with you.
This is fun, huh?
Yes. Thank
did you.
You
want to have some? Did you want to have a fairy reading, or did you want to have a reading with the psychic medium?
The psychic medium, please.
Okay, that's me. Alrighty. Is there, for some reason, I just got jello? Are you a real soft person?
Yes.
Okay, it's like red jello, red orange jello. I could kind of just drive through it. You get pushed around a lot.
I try not to, but it does happen.
Okay, all right. Because I'm getting red and, I didn't mean yellow, I meant orange, red and orange, it's your lower two chakras, your root chakra and your sacral chakra. You really need to balance those.
Okay.
Because sometimes you don't feel like you're very grounded or safe. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is there an M female initial cross for you?
An MC that's past?
Yeah, like Monica or Monique, an M name.
Gosh, I'll have to. I know I've had some people pass, and their names are escaping me right now.
That's called psychic amnesia, and that's really common. It happens to me when I get readings all the time. Feels like a Monica or a Monique, and it feels like a friend, and I'm getting like black hair with a light streak or a gray streak in it.
Wow. I wonder if that's my grandmother.
It could be. Was she an M?
Well, I never met her, but she could have had a middle name that I... that description of her hair color...
Okay.
...is what has always been... I've been aware of that.
Okay. Well, do some research with the family and find out if there's a Monique or a Monica or an M initial tied with her.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have an Eleanor?
I'm sorry?
The name Eleanor, does that make sense to you?
Adelina.
Okay. I'm getting Eleanor very clearly.
Okay.
Write that down, too, because that might be connected.
Okay.
Yeah. You're having a hard time with jobs right now?
Jobs?
Uh-huh.
Just going through some emotional stuff.
Okay.
And I really need to plug into my work. I freelance and...
those two chakras that I mentioned first, when they're out of whack, if you're self-employed, it gets really complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So balance those and quit being jello-y. Make a decision. Set your intentions. How's that? Set your intentions clearly.
Okay.
Like jello would set up. You want to have the fairy guide mother pull a card or two for you?
Yeah, I also wanted to ask, do you see, it's like family stuff that I feel a little out of whack with. Do you see that clearing up?
Let's have her pull some cards on that.
Okay.
Can you do that, fairy guide mother?
Sure, I'm doing that right as we speak.
Okay.
Okay.
She's really good at stuff like that.
I am seeing that, it will get better eventually, but the card I have pulled first is a card that shows that there's a lesson to be learned in the situation, and for everyone involved. And part of the solution is the cooperative interactions that families can have in the best instance. I do see that being resolved by the cards I have here. But I think that there's some talking and some cooperating that needs to be done with an open heart.
Yeah, you're right. Do you see my freelance work holding for me as far as they continuing to be patient with me?
Okay, let me look. Actually, what I'm seeing here is maybe branching out or starting something new. I have a card called the Journeyman, and it's a really good, it's a blessing card, but it is someone starting something new or starting out on some kind of a project.
You're right. I've been working on several other projects. Everything's just been put on hold. My adult son has returned to live with me, and it's just been... trying to balance.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to you a little bit more about this card of cooperation. It's a darling card called the Collective of Pixies, and the legend is that they do a dance all together, and it's their little feet that make the world turn. But if they aren't happy, if their hearts aren't happy, then the world won't turn. So, with that in mind, that card being in that position, maybe some real communication or some work going into looking at the good parts of having him there. And even if it's a struggle, even if he has pretty eyes and that's the only thing you can think of, or, you know, how he was when he was little, whatever it takes to keep a happy attitude about this, that's really going to help.
Yeah, and not being afraid. I'm afraid he's going to get back into trouble, and I don't want to be afraid.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Just keep grounding yourself and give him the benefit of the doubt, and just see, you know, can hold a lot of space for him to do well if you just see that. And you're the mother. You're actually his mother?
Oh, I gave birth to him. I raised him.
Yes.
And so I'm going through all these feelings of feeling guilt and trying not to.
Oh, I know.
That comes with the package, doesn't it?
I beg your pardon?
That comes with the package, doesn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. That's part of the deal. But I was about to say that as the mother, you're actually physically connected to him. There are still cells in your body, and there always will be, that are shared with him. So you have a lot of power to visualize positively for him. And that's what I'm seeing in the cards that's recommended. Really hold that place for him to do well.
Okay.
And I think I know you can do that because mothers are very powerful. Do not overlook that. That is one of the most powerful forces in the universe, that mother energy. So use that. You can do it.
Yeah, that's the first two chakras that I was picking up on. Do you know about chakras?
Oh, I love chakra. I love chakra balancing and the colors.
Okay. Work on the red and the orange. Does he have is there an addiction issue with him?
Yeah, big time.
Okay, that's the orange that's coming up, and that's the Jell-O reference that I made. So Althea gave you some really good advice. Don't underestimate the power of the mommy. See the best and look for the best. Sometimes even it's that they exhale and give the plants the gas they need to grow.
Do you see him being successfully out of trouble?
I see you being right where you're at right now and needing to work through the lesson that you're needing to learn, which is the first card that Althea pulled for you. That was pretty right on. This is a time of learning for everybody.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, oh God, not another learning experience. They're hard with our children.
Yeah, but boy, they pay off.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
don't give up.
Do not give up, yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good reading, Althea.
Good.
You're good.
We work good together. Yeah. We're
We could be more fun. We could be
more restless. Fun than I thought.
Yeah. So, how long have you been working with the fairies?
Well, as a child, you know, I could see fairies and I interacted with them, and then that got taken care of by my parents. Yeah. That was a bad. Then, you know, as an adult, I still remember that, and I was still aware of a lot of things. But when I moved here to Alaska,
mm-hmm.
that's when the energy is so strong and so pure that mm-hmm. That really made it easier for me, a lot easier.
So are there fairies in Alaska?
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah?
Because we have all these wild open spaces, and there are even fairies in the snow, crystal
really?
Ones.
Well, we have another caller.
I hear that.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Would you like to have a fairy card reading tonight?
I actually wanted to have a psychic.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. The first thing I get as you're talking is the initial B that's owned by a male. Is there a male person around you with the initial B, like Bernie?
No.
Okay, do you work in an office?
Do I work in an office?
Uh-huh, like in a cubicle, in a bunch of cubicles?
No.
Okay, I'm seeing something that's almost like a rat maze of cubicles, and I'm getting the initial B, and I'm getting a male energy around it.
I don't
Quick,
know what
think. What's another interpretation for cubicles? I'm also seeing the color tan. Color for me is kind of a skin color. Do you work in, like, skincare industry or some kind of a, something to do with tan?
Nope.
Okay. All righty. I don't know where this is going. I'm thinking she should have went for the fairy card pull. Is there, in your job, do you feel like you're in a maze? In your life's work, do you feel like you're in a maze, kind of?
Do I feel like I'm in what?
Like a rat maze?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right. I'm still getting this very clearly.
Something like a box. This is having to do with my work?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Have you ever walked into, like, say, a call center where they've got a whole bunch of people there and they're all in these little tiny cubicles doing their work?
Yeah, my work isn't anything like that.
Okay. Did you used to work in a situation like that?
I did.
Okay. Is that coming back up? Are those feelings coming back up?
No.
Okay. Is there anything going on with your skin?
With what?
Your skin.
My skin?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. I'm still getting this really, really clear. So, not sure where it's going.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. Is there any old feelings popping up that have to do with work? Like old memories, or you're thinking about people that you worked with?
Maybe.
Okay. That might be where this is going, and I'm still seeing that color. It's almost like silly putty. Tannish skin color.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like something is you either work with skin products or something's going to be coming up with your skin if it isn't already.
Yeah.
A goosebumps or a rash or...
I don't know what that could be.
Well, and usually this starts in our gut. So if we're having, I don't know, if we're feeling scared or we're feeling uncomfortable, sometimes our face will break out or we'll get a rash or something like that. So keep an eye on your feelings. And if you're feeling comfortable or uncomfortable, really go in and ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm getting the number 5. Does the number 5 apply to you?
Number 5.
Or are you doing something special in 5 days?
I can't think of anything that has to do with 5.
Okay. You got any plans for 5 days from now?
5 days from now?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Not really.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Write that down because this might be coming up, all of it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down, skin, tan.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Yeah, and I'm just feeling, it's like my stomach is kind of rolling and boiling, and I'm just feeling like...
Well, now that makes sense because that was kind of what I was calling about.
Okay, thanks.
What's that?
I said, okay, thanks.
Yeah, the stomach part.
Okay, what I'm getting that's the cause of it, or at the root of it, has to do with what I was first describing, what I was seeing, like a rat maze, or having to do with work, or something from the, you know, like past feelings from work starting to bubble up.
Okay.
Okay? So it might be in process.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Yeah, did you, whatever it was that you used to do, was it really nerve-wracking? Don't tell me what it was, but was it really nerve-wracking?
It was pretty nerve-wracking.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, our cell memory, our bodies don't forget that stuff. So this might be the time that you're going to be purging it.
Okay.
Okay. So if you start feeling itchy, go inside and say, what is my stomach trying to tell me?
Okay.
Okay? And remember that B initial because I think it's important.
Remember the B?
B. Yeah, a male with a B initial, and I keep seeing a man I used to know who was named Bernie, and he also had a B initial for his last name. So
Bernie,
like,
huh?
Yeah, the only thing they haven't done is flash a honeybee in front of me.
Pardon me?
I said the only thing Spirit hasn't done is flash a honeybee in front of me.
Okay, so a B, a male with the initial B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, all righty.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Fairy Guide Mother.
Yes?
How do you do your readings?
Well, I use the Fairies Oracle deck, the one that Brian Proud painted.
That is such a cool deck.
It is so beautiful, yeah. And they're unstructured. The readings are just very random. I just follow whatever instructions I hear, mm-hmm. like how many cards and what position they would be put in. There's no spread.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we make a row of cards and we need clarification, we just add a leg on there and put some cards on top of that. And
mm-hmm.
it's just really random, but I have a lot of visual images, mm-hmm. you know, on my psychic screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a lot of and hear a lot of things.
Speaking of hearing things, I think we have another call.
Good.
You want to take it?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is the Fairy Guide Mother.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. I'll speak up a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling in to... I've just been thinking a lot about, I guess, my future and what I want to do with, as far as I've been a mom. But I've been looking into wanting to open, like, a bed and breakfast and build a house and build a couple cabins. And I was just wondering if you see that going, you know,
okay.
somewhere, if that feels like it's a good choice. I know in my gut it feels like, that's kind of always been my dream, but I'm hoping it, you know, happens pretty soon.
Okay, let me look here. Okay, I'm getting some interesting cards.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is a reminder to pay close attention to detail. It's like about paperwork.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hearing real strongly that you might want to look into some kind of a grant or a... There may be a way to slant your idea so that you qualify for some free money or easier.
Oh, like a grant?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely seeing that. And then right with that card, I have one that tells me that in order to do that, you're going to have to overcome some fear.
Oh, yeah. I've always been. I've always kind of stayed in my, you know, my little hole where I don't like to come out. And I've always put my family and my kids first, and that's what I always intend on doing, but this has always been a dream of mine as well. But I've always been fearful of getting outside of my box, so.
Yeah, I see that. One of the cards I have in front of me is that card about bringing back your old dream and presenting it to you and saying, wouldn't you like to look at this again?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I also have a darling little card called Mickle a Muckle, and he's a very happy little sprite thing, and he's wearing a hazelnut for a hat. And the card is about having fun, making sure that you put humor into what you're doing, any project you have. So I think it's two things. It's a reminder to keep it light and easy, and it's also you're being told that spirit or fairies, however you look at that, thinks this is a great idea.
Uh-huh.
So
you
I think I should
pursue it and keep going for it.
I'm gonna pull a couple outcome cards here. Yeah. Again, attention to detail and. Not putting yourself in a box. It's a really strong message not to limit yourself by don't let your fears limit you.
Uh-huh.
And the other card is, again, one about paying attention to detail. It's a picture of a shepherd of mice called a myomancer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, watching the little things and making sure that you cover all the bases. Well, I think, you know, a business plan is a big, scary word, but I've been in business myself most of my life,
mm-hmm.
and there is so much value in that. There's so much visualization and planning that you can do on paper it's extremely valuable. There's lots of places to get help to write one. Doesn't have to be a overwhelming project. So the fairies are definitely recommending that kind of approach.
Okay. Great. Well, that sounds awesome. I just need to figure out how to look into it more, I guess. And
yeah. Well, you'll find that if you, you know, if you get on the internet and you talk to people and you do a little networking, then Spirit's going to present that to you.
Okay. Great.
Yeah,
well,
you're welcome to get a hold of me later. You know, go on to MySpace or and send me a message, and I'll hook you up with whatever ideas I come across.
Okay, great.
Okay,
I gotta ask you too. Do you work in the skincare profession?
Do I?
Uh huh.
No, this is Kimberly. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Kimberly.
I don't, but you know what? I've always been obsessed with skincare.
Okay.
Is that?
Okay. I did not know this was you. Oh, cool. I'll give you back to Fairy Godmother, who does not know who you are.
Yeah, I don't. But that's okay. I like you anyhow. So I think, you know, it looks good.
Okay,
Your project looks really good to me.
Okay,
so
great.
I would put a blessing on that for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty, bye.
Bye-bye. I want to go to her bed and breakfast.
Oh, me too, yeah. I've been to her house. It's nice.
All right.
What kind of hobbies do you have?
Hobbies?
Yeah, do you have hobbies?
Well, I like to play with clay,
yeah.
And I use polymer clay that I can fire in my home oven.
What do you make?
And I make 18-inch fairy dolls.
Really?
I have a... My office where I am right now is full of fairies. They're all looking at me.
Yeah. Do you have somewhere where people could go to see them?
They could go to MySpace and see photos.
Okay, cool. What is your MySpace address really quick, and then we'll take another call.
Okay, it's myspace.com/ Fairy Godmother, spelled FairyGuide, Mother.
Simple enough. Okay. Let's take our next caller.
Oh, let's.
Hello. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. I can barely hear you.
Oh, really? Okay. Is this better?
Oh, it's about the same. Can you hear her better, Althea?
I can't hear her very well, but I am making out what she's saying.
Okay. I'm having a hard time, so I'm going to let you take the call.
Okay. Okay, so what can I do for you? What shall we look at tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But there's
a really bad connection.
It is.
Yeah. Maybe we could take another call and she could call back in on a different phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let me know a different spot and see if
maybe we could have you hang up and call back on another phone. Can you do that?
Okay, then. So what number do I call back on?
Same one you just called, but use a different telephone.
Okay, does that mean I'm going to have to wait?
I don't know.
Hello?
We can hardly hear you, so this isn't working. We need you to call in on another telephone.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Is this better?
If we could get you to hang up and call back on another telephone, that would just be really great. Could you do that?
Wow, I guess we lost her.
Okay.
Wow.
That was a hard one. That was kind of screaming in my ear.
Wasn't working.
Hopefully she gets to another phone and calls right back.
Yeah.
So how many dolls do you think you've made?
Oh, I've probably made 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sell them?
Yeah, I do sell them on occasion. Some of them I just can't part with, but I have several that are going to be on eBay shortly.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's your eBay handle?
Clay Mama, 1400. You like that?
You noticing a mother theme?
Yeah. I think I might be the quintessential mom.
I think so. It's good to have a friend like you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I need all the kids I can get.
Well, okay. I'm right there.
Yeah. I have five.
I'll make six.
What was that?
I will make six.
You will?
Yeah, I'll bring me coming along. I'll be number six. How's that?
All right.
I don't
want to
have six more. No,
no. You'll fit right in.
Yeah. What life experiences do you think helped you get where you're at now as a reader?
As a reader?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Was it all easy?
No, it's not been all easy. But I think that I've had difficulties, a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
and overcome a lot. And I believe all of that was teaching me to listen.
Yeah.
And now I'm in my 60s, and that's a lot of listening.
Yeah.
And you know, finally I'm starting to get the hint that, you know, when I hear something, I need to pay attention and act on that.
Yeah.
And that's saved me many a time.
Good.
Yeah,
So if you had, let's say we had somebody on the phone that was, you know, really young or out there thinking and was starting on this path of wanting to be a reader of any kind and they were really struggling, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that to trust their intuition and start to at least say maybe that was a message.
Yeah.
And to realize that spirit reaches out in so many ways. I even one time received a strong message by looking at just glancing out the window and seeing a tree that was backlit by the moon,
mm-hmm.
and being able to read the runes that were highlighted. And, you know, I definitely...
Where were the runes at?
They were in the way the tree branches were,
uh-huh.
against the clouds and backlit by the moon, there uh-huh. was a strip of runes that told that said, "Hi, it's okay."
Really?
Yeah. And what I was thinking about right at that moment, I needed to hear that. So,
how cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And so I tell people, you know, everything means something.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we have a beep.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
I don't
Hello?
Hear anything.
I hear silence. Do you remember that song, The Sound of Silence?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
A few bars? Or hum, if you don't know the words.
I am.
Hello, can you hear me?
So, do you paint pictures?
Yeah, I do.
Can you paint could you paint that picture that you saw, the tree in the room?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
that would be neat to see.
Yeah,
have you ever thought, and I just got this while I was talking, have you ever thought of designing your own card deck?
I have. The dolls that I have right now are waiting to go on eBay till they get professional photographs,
mm-hmm.
because I believe that I'm building a deck.
I believe that you are right.
Yes, thank you.
I just got that really strong. Yeah, and
yeah,
it all... I think it all ties in with that tree and those runes that you saw.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you paint with watercolors?
Not really. I like to use oils, or I use acrylics in the fashion of oils. You know.
Okay.
So, I like to paint, but lately my medium has been clay. I just,
yeah.
You know, when you paint, you know, the saying is, according to, I believe it was Picasso that said, you tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
You tell a lie in order to convey the truth.
Yeah. That was
clay. Yeah, with clay, you just make it.
You just make it be so. Very good. Okay, do we have a caller there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Barely.
I think we can try them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let Althea take this because I've had an ear infection all week and I'm having a really hard time hearing.
So can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
What
is my question? I don't have any question. I was just wondering what you see for me.
Okay. Just a minute here. I'll pull some cards.
Pardon me?
I'm pulling some cards for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So the first card I pulled was an angel of healing. And then an angel of connection, and then a card that shows me that your
You're being supported and uplifted by your companions, your friends. Now the healing can either be physical or it could be emotional. And so I think you can look for some powerful influence there on that healing, since the angels are big, beautiful, powerful spirits. So that's what I'm seeing for you. Healing and
so
connecting with people.
Is that happening or is it in the future?
It's in the immediate future.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Three angel cards.
What
that's
about?
A good goal, isn't it?
Yeah, two. Yeah, that was pretty good.
What about the, you mentioned something about connection, so is that, what does that have anything to do with?
The connection can be your connection to spirit. In this case, I believe it's your connection to others on the planet. I have this friends card here that it tells me that it would be good for you to really concentrate on that human interaction right now.
Okay.
And I also pulled another card for you. It's called the Bright Mother, and it's about provision and abundance and prosperity. And so the future, immediate future, looks really good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good.
Thank you.
I could hear you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. Now, you've read for me before.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Because I love your readings.
Oh, thank you.
And you pulled a few angel cards, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. There are only seven, and that's a 58-card deck. So.
Yeah. So that lady's got some really good energy around her.
She does, yeah. Two angels, that's...
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, and just coming from that, just using your intuition, do you think she's in the process of healing from something pretty deep? Or?
Yeah, it looks like, to me, it feels like emotional.
Okay.
Trauma, some kind of interpersonal calamity of some sort.
Okay, well, good. It's nice to know that she's got that kind of energy around her.
Yeah, she'll be all right because you can't go wrong with that.
You can't. No.
Nope. Those are the big boys that you know all about, Julie.
You can't go wrong with the boys, yep.
Do we have someone else?
I think I heard a beep. Do we have another caller there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I want to talk to the fairy guide mother.
Okay.
Hi. Wonderful. Hi. I just wanted to know what you see around me or if you have any special messages in the cards for me.
Well, let me see what I can do.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a very hardworking person.
Uh-huh.
The first card I pulled it's called the Loam, and it's a fairy who represents giving and receiving unconditional love. It's a reminder to receive. Her little wings are tattered, and she's worked herself into a really state of just being tired. So
that's how I've been feeling.
Well, yeah. it's a good reminder. This card also has it visually shows that she has support. She has she's sitting on someone's head, and that person is happy, and you know so. And that support is there. You just need to be ready to accept it. Just accept it because everyone needs to fill up their cup.
I've been feeling like my cup is running pretty low lately.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, working kind of hard, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So the next card I pulled was an angel. And it's the He of the Fiery Sword, and it's a card of manifesting. So, and this angel is manifesting on an earthly way, in a physical way, like building a house or fixing the car, you know, physical stuff. It's a masculine card, but it also applies to feminine energy, too, making
uh-huh.
bread or, you know, whatever. But so...
Uh-huh.
That's a really strong, it's the strongest card of manifesting. So that energy is with you. Maybe makes your load a little lighter.
Uh-huh.
And then the other card I pulled for you was Iris of the Rainbows, who comes gliding in here on her big gray cloud and holding the gorgeous rainbow and telling us to remember that after it's difficult, it's often wonderful. After the storm, there could be a rainbow of possibilities and new, fresh beginnings.
That looks wonderful.
That's a lovely reading. I wouldn't mind having that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, you bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Tattered wings, boy.
Yeah, someone's working hard.
Somebody's working really hard. I got tired just listening. Yeah, and while you were talking, I kept seeing like a silver chalice with nothing in it, which tells me that person's probably really tired.
Yeah, like an empty cup.
Yeah, I've given it all away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Time to put your feet up.
Yeah. Now, silver to me, too, connotates a connection with the feminine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's very feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, needing to get back in touch with that part of ourselves that likes to be nurtured and have our feet rubbed and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you want to answer it?
Sure.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Actually, I'd like to speak to you real quick.
Oh, you want to talk to me?
I'm sorry?
Oh, to Julie?
No, I'm actually
calling. Boy, we're having a hard time with the phone, aren't we?
I'm telling you, Julie, I can't really...
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm...
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here. Is there a possibility with that fine feeding?
Is there what?
Hello?
Who did you want to talk to?
Julie.
You know, Julie, I think we have two people on the line
right
now.
I think we do, yeah. Yeah. I think we got two coming through.
At least two.
We're amazing, but we're not that amazing.
Yeah. We are that cool.
We have two ears and we each have one phone.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, one of you has to give up.
Let's try it one more time, let's see who ever sees.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just, Julie, my name's Kelly, and I was just wondering, how do you see the rest of my ear panning out?
The rest of your ear?
His ear.
The ear.
Oh, your ear?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good question for the cards.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Point me wherever you think.
Take it away, fairy guide mother.
Okay, I'm pulling cards.
All right.
So, I see that you're going to have some fun. And, again, that little Mickle the Muckle guy with the nut for a hat. So, humor and fun, I see that. I also have a card that tells me that the future is positive. And this card shows some prosperity. But I have a card in the middle here that's called the Soul Shrinker, and it's telling me that you have someone talking bad about you. Someone in your life is cursing you or saying, you know, talking you down to people. And or that's coming. And I'm going to pull a card or two to see what you might do about that. Okay. So this person is being dishonest. They're not telling the truth about the situation. Are you aware of this going on?
Not yet.
Okay.
However, it's a definite possibility.
Yeah. So now the fairies have advice for you that when this comes to your attention, to remember that this is not true. Don't take it to heart. Don't let it sink into you. But also I have a card here that's telling you to
speak your truth when that happens, however you can, but you want to do it gently and kindly. But you need to be sure that you say your side of it. Like, you could even write a letter or sing a song or, you know, make a poem, or you can talk to the person. But whatever you do, do not send, do not stoop to that level. Don't send back what they're giving you, because, as you know, that will amplify the situation and make it much worse.
Yeah.
So that's a little warning for you, but the rest of it looks good. Yeah. Looks like you're heading for a nice next few months. And you have an angel card here. It's the angel singer of initiation, meaning that something new is coming into your life, a new understanding or a new job or something new, new interest of some sort. Does that help?
Yeah, it definitely does. And thank you so very much for your time. I deeply appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem. And just tell Julie that Knucklehead for a holla.
I thought it was you, Nuck. Happy sailing. Awesome. Great read. As usual, you are pulling a lot of angel cards tonight. That's just really
cool.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll.
I think
it's because I'm talking with you. The angels all want to pop out here.
I like that angel energy. It's kind of fun to bring angel and fairy energy together, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
We should do this again.
I would like that.
Well, we have one more.
Okay.
Go ahead and fit it in. Hello.
I'm a cup of Julie.
Sure. Here I am. Yeah?
Julie, I actually made it to the lower 48.
I need you to talk a little louder.
I made it to the lower 48.
You did.
I did.
Congratulations.
And I, thank you. I feel comfortable there. That's my new home.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if my husband feels the same.
I just got kind of a pain in the right side of my heart. Is he homesick?
Yeah. What?
Is he a little homesick?
He is.
Yeah, it was a real physical pain in my heart. So take a little extra time with him. Be a little more loving and nurturing towards him. Are you in Oregon?
Is he what?
Are you in Oregon?
I'm actually in Oklahoma visiting his hometown.
Oh, okay. Is Oregon anywhere in there?
No, but it's beautiful.
Beautiful. Is this bad?
What's that?
Is this bad?
No.
No, okay. Are you in the military?
Law enforcement.
Okay, that's why I'm getting the uniform.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm seeing Oregon spelled out. I'm seeing like a slab was called an Oregon grape. So somehow Oregon is going to tie in for you.
Yes.
Are you blazing a new trail?
No, we're in a small town in Montana.
Yeah?
We're loving it, but...
Which one?
Sealy Lake.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, sweetie. I don't think they like us there. We have a bad.
We have a what?
Yeah.
We have a really hard connection. Now I know who you are, so I can't read for you. I know who you are, so I can't read for you. Yeah.
All right.
But it's wonderful to hear from you. Do you want to pull a fairy card real quick?
Absolutely. I would love it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, I got the first card in the deck, which is a unity card. It's an angel, and it's representing the divine male and female energies entwined, embraced, and it's a very big blessing card. And then I pulled the fairy godmother card, which means you get to make a wish.
Oh, woohoo!
Yeah. And then I pulled a card called the Glandkner, and it was reversed. And it would be telling me that someone is presenting themselves the way they think you want them to be and not the way they really are. It's a card of maybe deceit or...
Okay.
We call him Slick Harry. So there's someone...
Huh?
What's that?
Okay.
Yeah. So you got to watch out for that guy.
Uh-oh.
Whoever he is. Someone coming into your life, okay. Not someone who's there.
Now, is this someone in Oklahoma or Montana?
Yeah, it's by Oklahoma. That's why we're here.
But that's a pretty awesome set of cards right there.
Well, amen. Today is our anniversary, and I want to thank you, girls, because we are happy on our move.
Thank you.
All right.
Colin, great to hear from you.
You too.
Enjoy Montana.
Guys, for your internet service, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
It's really hard for me to read for people I know because I'm no longer objective. So,
I know that.
Yeah, so if you do call in, like my friend Knucklehead, don't tell me until after, because if I know who you are, we've just blown it.
that doesn't work that well, huh?
Well, that's one thing I try to teach my students in mediumship circles is don't read for friends and family because you want them to like you and you're going to be skewed more than usual.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this has been wonderful.
It has been very much fun.
I've enjoyed sharing this time with you. Your readings, as usual, are dead on accurate.
Well, as usual, yours are excellent. Well,
thank you, ma'am.
I admire that.
Thank you.
I have my cards for training wheels. You do it. Just do it.
I just fly by the seat of my pants.
Yes. I think that's cool.
Yeah, well, hiding out in my right brain. Where can people find you? If they're in Alaska, where could they find you? Do you do shows or anything like that?
Yeah, the next one is going to be the Craft Mafia show.
Ooh.
At the Snow Goose.
Hey, I'm going.
So, yeah, on solstice. We'll both be there, won't we?
We will both be there. That's
a
lot of fun, yeah.
I believe that starts at noon.
Now, what is the Craft Mafia for people that are going, what is the Craft Mafia?
And that's supposed to be not your mother's kind of craft show. But I've been before, and there's some really interesting stuff there. They have handmade jewelry that's just a work of art, and it's an adjudicated show, so everything is really nice. It's well made. There was purses and key rings.
Do they have those rubber gloves with the frilly things on the end?
I don't think so. I don't remember. I need a pair of those.
They were lovely, and I didn't get them when I saw them. I think they were down at Annie and Lena's store.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
What's the name
down
of that place?
Bella.
Bella Boutique. If you guys are in Anchorage, check out this boutique. It is just awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
And that's all crafted stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. That's all about handcrafted items from all around the place, not just Alaska, but... everywhere.
Yeah, that's a neat place.
Yeah, they have clothes and
all
kinds of good things.
Well, other places that I'll be, and I don't know if you'll be there or not, is the Bear Paw Festival in Eagle River coming up in July. That's a 3-day bash.
Yeah, I'm not planning on going except to see you.
Okay, well, I'll be there with Stars Alaska, so come on down and buy some rocks.
All right, I need
rocks. We will have our favorite fairy gift lady there, Daydreams and Fairies. Erica will be there with all her neat fairy stuff.
She has some really pretty stuff. I was really admiring that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got some neat things, and she's also a reader, and one of these days we're going to push her out of the nest.
Yeah, let's get her at the next Metapalooza.
Yep. And Metapalooza, for those of you that don't know, that happens every year up here. It's has been in May. I'm going to move it back to March next year, so everyone's not out fishing. And we're also going to have it in Anchorage. We've been having it in the valley for 4 years now, but we're gonna move it in to Anchorage. It just seems like the right time.
Yeah,
to do that.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Tune in next week when our special guest will be the Hoodoo Mama. What is hoodoo? I don't know. You're going to have to tune in to find out. I hear she's really good at it.
I'll be listening to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Fairy Guide Mother, why don't you tell us one more time if people not in Alaska wanted to find you, how could they hook up?
Well, they could go to MySpace. Well, I'll give that. It's myspace.com/Fairy Guide Mother, and Fairy is spelled F-A-I-R-Y. That's Fairy Guide Mother. Or you can reach me at fairyguidemother@yahoo.com.
Okay. And you do, you can obviously do readings over the phone. You're doing them over the internet.
Yes. I'm happy to do readings over the phone. My phone number is 907-929-7911.
Now one more time for people that didn't get that.
907-929-7911.
And I highly recommend her. She's the reader that I go to when I need a reading, and I don't do it very often, but you're where I go. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Mason. You can take us out with your guitar riff, and we will talk to you next week, same place. All righty. Thank you, everyone. Blessings. Good night.
Good night.